The Iowa Department of Human Services will pay an additional $386 million to two insurance companies that will provide Medicaid services for the 2020 fiscal year. DHS says the rates include changes made by the Iowa legislature, which account for about 2% of that increase. Last year, the agency approved a $344 million increase over the previous year. Governor Kim Reynolds is defending the contract payment, but Senate Democratic leader Janet Peterson says the new contracts are outrageous and says Republican lawmakers can't back up claims that privatized Medicaid management is saving money. The state privatized Medicaid back in 2016 with then-Governor Terry Branstad promising cost savings and improved care. Democrats say neither goal has been accomplished amid turmoil that has included two insurers dropping out and last month's sudden resignation of DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office is warning area residents about a scam. Apparently, there are text messages circulating from people claiming to be pastors seeking gift cards. The pastor will send texts asking the recipient to buy gift cards and send the gift card number. The pastor claims to have a friend who is in the hospital with cancer. The texts are a scam, and the Sioux County Sheriff's Office warns against replying to the messages or providing any information. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.